Fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
Good evening and thank you so much for joining us for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: ERB cuts pump prices for diesel, kerosene and jet A1. PF faction to hold convention after 12 January amidst legal disputes. And in international news, Israel to bar 37 aid routes as UK and EU warn of severe impact in Gaza.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
Now the news in detail. The Energy Regulation Board has revised downwards the pump prices for diesel, kerosene and jet A1 for January 2026, effective from midnight. In a statement, ERB Board Chairperson James Banda says diesel has been revised to 25 kwacha 11 ngwe per litre, kerosene to 23 kwacha 88 ngwe per litre and jet A1 to 25 kwacha 53 ngwe per litre. He adds that the pump price for petrol will be maintained at 29 kwacha 92 ngwe per litre as the change in wholesale prices did not exceed the 2.5% trigger band. Mr. Banda has attributed the reductions to a 3.13% appreciation of the kwacha against the US dollar in December 2025, as well as a decline in international oil prices since the last fuel price review on 30 November 2025. President Haka Ndehichilema has warned local authorities against misappropriating their constituency development fund, saying the UPND administration increased it to 40 million kwacha to support local development. Addressing residents upon his arrival in Choma, Southern Province, on a working holiday, President Ichilema has emphasized that the increased CDF is intended to improve key sectors such as health and education and not for personal gain. The head of state has also stressed that all CDF-funded projects must be delivered on time, at the right cost, and to high quality standards. Meanwhile, President Ichilema has called on citizens to promote love, peace and unity as the nation crosses into 2026. Patriotic Front faction acting president Given Novinda says that the party will hold a convention under the umbrella, which will be chosen after 12 January 2026, once pending legal matters affecting the party are resolved. Speaking at a press briefing, Mr. Lovinda said the party has ongoing cases that affected the planned conventions on 9 and 12 January 2026. He has added that the party cannot afford to continue waiting as the country enters an election year, and that a leader will be chosen while efforts continue to resolve internal disputes. Meanwhile, Mr. Lovinda has called on President Haka Ndehichilema and the UPND administration to allow the burial of the late sixth president, Edgar Lungu, to proceed according to the family's wishes.
We all know how the UPND government has tirelessly worked to destabilize our party by abusing all three arms of government. We currently have two legal matters that are standing in our way to the convention. After the matters are attended to on 9th and 12th of January 2026, the party will have to go to the convention under whatever umbrella it shall choose. Make no mistake, very, very soon after 12th January 2026, members of the movement that was created by Michael Chirufyasata and left to us by Edgar Chagwa Lungu shall hold the convention to elect its third president and its central committee.
The Drug Enforcement Commission says it has added more charges against Felix Sichalwe. a 29-year-old accountant at Kabwe Municipal Council following findings from ongoing investigations by its anti-money laundering investigations unit. DEC Public Relations Officer Alan Tamba says in the first instance, in October 2025, Mr. Sichalwe was charged with possession of property reasonably believed to be proceeds of crime, contrary to the forfeiture of Proceeds of Crime Act of the Laws of Zambia. Mr. Tamba says the property included a Mercedes-Benz motor vehicle, an incomplete house, and money amounting to 44,072 kwacha held in Mr. Sichalwe's personal account domiciled at a named bank. He adds that following further investigations, Mr. Sichalwe has since been charged with fraudulent and false accounting, theft by a public servant, and conflict of interest contrary to the laws of Zambia. Mr. Tamba has more details.
Particulars are that Kalumba Felix Sichalwe on death unknown, but between 1st June 2024 and 31st September 2025, jointly and whilst acting together with other persons unknown, did fraudulently and falsely account for salaries whose details were uploaded on a payment system of a known bank by purporting that the said salaries and terminal benefits amounting to 1,902,614 kwacha 97 ngwen were paid to 41 council employees and two law firms when in fact not. The investigations revealed that the said salaries and terminal benefits were in fact paid into Sichalwe's personal account domiciled at the named bank.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Government has today released Zambia's 2024 tax expenditure report, marking the second consecutive year that the Ministry of Finance and National Planning has published a comprehensive account of revenues foregone through tax incentives, exemptions, reliefs, and preferential tax treatments. The inaugural 2023 tax expenditure report was published in December 2024. The consecutive publication of the report underscores government's commitment to institutionalizing fiscal transparency by ensuring that tax expenditures are treated as an integral component of public resource management, subject to regular disclosure, scrutiny, and policy evaluation rather than ad hoc or discretionary consideration. Reflecting on the report, Finance and National Planning Minister Dr. Sumbeko Msokotwane notes that the publication of the 2024 report following the 2023 edition represents a structural consolidation of transparency reforms and a measurable upgrade in Zambia's fiscal governance architecture. This is according to a statement issued by the Office of the Secretary to the Treasury.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.
The top international news.
Israel is to revoke the licenses of 37 international non-governmental organizations working in Gaza and the occupied West Bank, saying they failed to meet requirements under new registration rules. ActionAid, International Rescue Committee, Médecins Sans Frontières, and Norwegian Refugee Council are among the aid agencies which will have their licenses suspended on January 1st, with their operations to end within 60 days. Israel said they had, among other things, failed to hand over complete personal details of their staff. The BBC has more on other global stories.
The UN Human Rights Chief Volker Turk says a decision by Israel to ban 37 aid groups in Gaza is outrageous. The Israeli government said the groups had failed to provide personal details of their Palestinian employees, which could be exploited by Hamas. 18 Cambodian soldiers have been welcomed like heroes after being released by Thailand. Their freedom was part of a ceasefire deal, ending weeks of fighting along the border between the two countries. Iranian officials say several people have attacked and damaged the governor's office in Fars province. Three police officers have been injured. Four people have been arrested. It's not clear what prompted the attack, but there have been days of protests in several cities over the cost of living. A prominent Japanese business delegation has had to postpone a trip to China due to tensions over time.